Good evening and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading The Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. This is chapter 19, part 2.
I suppose not, said Dorothy. Now there is Mr. Joker, one of our clowns, continued the China woman, who is always trying to stand on his head. He has broken himself so many times that he has melted in 100 places and doesn't look at all pretty. Here he comes now, so you can see for yourself. Indeed, a little jolly clown came walking by, and Dorothy could see that, in spite of his pretty clothes of red, yellow, and green, he was completely covered with cracks. It was clear that he had been mended in many places. Dorothy felt sad for the poor little clown. Then she turned to the beautiful princess and said, "You are so lovely. I am sure that I could love you dearly. I am going back to Kansas. Won't you let me carry you back in my basket so that when I get back home, I can stand you on Aunt Em's mantel shelf?" What?
Read that sentence again.
"You are so lovely. I am sure that I could love you dearly. I am going back to Kansas. Won't you let me carry you back in my basket so that when I get back home, I can stand you on Aunt Em's mantel shelf?"
Okay.
"That will make me very unhappy," answered the China princess. "You see, here in our own country, we live happily and can talk and move around as we please. But whenever any of us are taken away, our joints at once stiffen, and we can only stand straight and look pretty. Of course, that is all that is expected of us when we are on mantel shelves and cabinet and living room tables. Our lives are much more fun here in our own country." "I understand," said Dorothy, "and I would not want to make you unhappy for anything in the world, so I will just say goodbye." "Goodbye," answered the princess. They walked carefully through the China country. Little animals and people scampered all their way, afraid they would be broken. Soon they reached the other side of the country and came to another China wall. It was not as high as the first one, and by standing on the lion's back, they all managed to scramble to the top. Then the lion gathered his legs under him and jumped the wall. And then the lion gathered his legs under him and jumped the wall?
The wall.
Just as he did this, he upset a China house with his tail and smashed it to pieces. "That was too bad," said Dorothy, "but I think we were lucky that we did these people so little harm. They are all so delicate." "They certainly are," said the Scarecrow, "and I am thankful I am made of straw and cannot be hurt so easily. There are worse things in the world than being a scarecrow." "They are so afraid of outsiders," said the Tin Man. "They must have been treated badly by those who did not understand them." Dorothy nodded her head in agreement as she took her last look at the China wall. Before them lay a gloomy forest.
And that's the end of chapter 19. We'll be back with the next chapter as Dorothy's journey continues on her attempt to get back to Kansas. Good night.